بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace be upon you, the mercy of Allah and His blessings. الحمد لله والشكر لله. Once again, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with another opportunity to listen to the recitation from the glorious Qur'an al-Kareem. Well, we take this opportunity to welcome you, the esteemed listener of Radio Islam International, to this afternoon's program, and also our very esteemed guest that's going to be joining us is Qari Muhammad Yusuf Davids from Cape Town. And we also take this opportunity and we say shukran to Hafiz Hanzala for his assistance as the sound engineer for the program this afternoon. Do remember, it's a live broadcast. I'm right here at the studios in Durban. Hafiz Hanzala is in Lanesia and the Qari is in Cape Town. And once again, we say shukran to Sheikh Munir Sattaruddin from the Imam Shatibi Institute for coordinating the Qurra as well as the Huffaz from Cape Town. The program lineup, we'll be listening to the Qira'ah by Qari Muhammad Yusuf Davids. Thereafter, it's going to be the Ulum al-Quran by Maulana Dr. Yunus Osman. And finally, it's going to be our lessons by Sheikh Munir Sattaruddin. Well, our very esteemed guest joining us today, Qari Muhammad Yusuf Davids, a very brief profile. The Qari had studied under Sheikh Ali Davids as well as under Sheikh Munir Sattaruddin. Also studied in Egypt at the Institute, the Sheikh Isa Al-Masarawi Institute, and also he has recited internationally, has taken part in many programs and many competitions in Iran, in Dubai, in Mecca, Tanzania, as well as in Kuwait. And currently the Sheikh teaches Quran Kareem in the mornings. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Sheikh Yusuf, we say Jazakallah khairan once again for joining us on the program. I think it's the very first time that Sheikh has joined us on this particular program on the airwaves of Radio Islam International. Indeed, a great honor and pleasure and to have you on the program. We're looking forward, Sheikh, to your qira'ah this afternoon. Sheikh, may begin.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا كل شيء خلقناه بقدر وما أمرنا إلا واحدة كلمح بالبصر ولقد أهلكنا أشياعكم فهل من مدكر وكل شيء فعلوه في الزبر ولقد أهلكنا أشياعكم فهل من وكل شيء فعلوه في الزبر وكل صغير وكبير مستطر
قد أهلكنا أشياءكم فهل من مدكر وكل شيء فعلوه في الزبر وكل صغير وكبير مستطر إن المتقين في جنات ونهر في مقعد صدق عند مليك إن المتقين في جنات ونهر في مقعد صدق عند مليك في مقعد صدق عند مليك مقتدر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرحمن الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تكسروا الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها عن الأمام فيها فاكدة والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكدة والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العصف والريحان والحب ذو العصف والريحان والحب ذو العصف والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان قد الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. اللهم افتح علينا بالقرآن العظيم. Sheikh Yusuf, that was indeed a very beautiful recitation. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, reward you. May you continue teaching the glorious Qur'an in Kareem. Ameen. And we hope to have you in future as well, inshallah, on to our program. Jazakallah khair. And you remember us in your esteemed dua, Sheikh. That was Qari Yusuf David from Cape Town joining us on the program this afternoon. Already it is 14:21. It's time for an ad break. After the ad break, do you remember, it's Ulumul Quran with Maulana Dr. Yunus Osman Saib. And Maulana has been with us for many, many weeks, many months, and perhaps I think over a year Maulana has been with us. And after that it's going to be Sheikh Munir Sadardin. Do have the Quran Kareem ready with you. Do have your Mus'haf ready. Keep a pencil with you, or perhaps even a recording device, or you may contact Radio Islam International by Monday for the podcast of this program and previous programs, and that will assist you for the recitation of the short surahs from the glorious Quran Kareem. We'll be back with you after this. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just before the break, it was the recitation by Qari Muhammad Yusuf David, and right now we continue with this particular segment. It's the Ulumul Quran segment. This presentation by Maulana Dr. Yunus Osman Saib, Hafizahullah, on the sciences of the glorious Quran Kareem. Let's listen to this.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Al-Akram, Al-Ladhi Khalq Al-Insan Wa Karram Wa Allamahu Min Al-Bayani Ma Lam Ya'lam Wa Salatu Wa Salamu Ala Nabiyyina Muhammadin Sallallahu Alayhi Wa Sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Whilst discussing certain aspects of Ulumul Quran, we touched upon some of the most famous works on tafsir of the Quran by the Sahaba, such as the tafsir of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, the tafsir of Ibn Utaybah, and several other tafasirs which during the days of the Sahaba were compiled and put together. And some of these have now not been in existence, but mention of these tafsirs is made and was made by the scholars of the past. Before we embark on discussing some of the great tafsirs of the era, we should also understand that after Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu achieved this great task of compiling the Quran, the Ummah had reached a consensus that it is not permissible to write the text of the Quran in any other manner than the one adopted by him, by Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Consequently, from then on, all transcripts of the Quran were written in accordance with this Uthmani script as it is referred to. And the companions and their successors prepared and circulated the copies of the Quran on a vast scale, using this as its copy of the Quran. But the script of these Quranic transcriptions was still free of dots. It didn't have the dots which we see on the ba-ta and diacritical marks, that is the fatha, kasra, dhamma, etc. That also made it very difficult for non-Arabs to recite them freely, as Islam spread far and wide in non-Arab countries. It was felt that dots and diacritical marks should be included so that the people could recite the text easily. Several steps were taken to achieve this purpose at early stages when Islam was being spread amongst areas which was predominantly non-Arabic. It was not customary amongst early Arabs to place these dots and on the letters. Scribes simply wrote words without any markings. Readers were so accustomed to the style that they experienced no difficulty in reading the dotless writings and could easily distinguish between letters by reference to the context it was written in. In fact, it was often considered to be not correct to include these dots. In fact, those who had the knowledge of the Arabic language itself found it insulting to include these dots. But however, as the renowned historian Madaini has quoted someone as saying, to include numerous dots in writings should amount to suspicion about the comprehension of the addressee. However, that is said in his context to an audience which understood the language, which spoke the language, and the words that were put into a sentence was understood within the context of that particular sentence. So it was not difficult. The scripts, the transcripts of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, since they were devoid of any dots, and apart from prevailing customs, this exclusion's purpose was also to incorporate all the transmitted recitals in the script. However, later, these dots and diacritical marks were placed on letters for the convenience of non-Arabs and less educated Muslims. Reports differ as to who was the first to place these on the Quranic manuscript. Some reports claim that this was first accomplished by Abu Aswad al-Du'ali, as stated in Al-Burhan and also in Al-Atqan of Suyuti. Some even go to say that he did it on the instructions of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. While others say that the governor of Kufa, Ziyad ibn Abi Sufyan, requested him to do so. There are also reports that state that Abdul Malik ibn Marwan asked him to do it. So Al-Itqan makes mention that possibly Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the governor of Kufa, Ziyad ibn Abi Sufyan, or Abdul Malik ibn Marwan, who was at that time the leader of the Muslim Ummah, asked him to include, asked Abul Aswad al-Du'ali to have these dots and these marks inserted. There is yet another report that Hajjaj bin Yusuf ordered it done with the help of Hassan al-Basri radiallahu ta'ala rahimahullah, Yahya ibn Ya'mur and Nasr ibn Asim al-Laythi. This is mentioned in Tafsir al-Qurtubi. So we will just discuss a little history on before embarking again to talk on details of the tafasirs, which is a very important aspect, because different tafsirs were written on different methods and different scholars concentrated on different aspects in their tafsirs. But it will just be appropriate to discuss under Ulum al-Quran that how the Quran and its preservation and finally its transcript came into existence. So we've discussed in the past how Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala achieved this remarkable task of compiling the Quran, and thereafter the works that took place on the Quran. Inshallah, we will further discuss some of these direct critical marks and dots that were included and are included in the Quran today. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hand in hand, let us take you through the stages of life. Radio Islam International, the world is our community.
Hand in hand with you by my side.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That brings us now to 14:32, and joining us for the program right now is going to be Sheikh Munir Asataruddin from the Imam Shatibi Institute from Cape Town, as well as the Sheikh Isa Al-Masarawi Center. And once again, Sheikh will be taking us through some of the surahs, and as we do have time, once again we will request Sheikh, and many requests have been coming in as well, for Sheikh to recite a qira'ah as well. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, Sheikh is going to be joining us shortly. He's not yet with us telephonically, but do remember you can obtain the podcast of these particular programs from Radio Islam International most likely by Monday, whichever programs. Quite a few requests have been coming in for some of the previous segments and the previous programs as well. That already brings us now to 14:34, and some of the surahs that Sheikh has been taking us through was from Surah Al-Fatiha, and thereafter it was also the shorter surahs from Surah Nas, and right until I think it was Surah Al-Kafirun, and thereafter we will continue with the rest of the surahs as well. But do remember, if you, the esteemed listener of Radio Islam International, if you have any request for Sheikh to recite any other part of the Quran-i-Kareem, you may be a student that is memorizing the Quran-i-Kareem, becoming Hafiz al-Quran, and you need some assistance, then you are most welcome to send that information to us. Well, joining us right now is Sheikh Munir Sattaruddin, Hafizahullah, on the program. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Sheikh, we say Jazakallah khairan once again for joining us this afternoon on the program. Sheikh, before we go to the surah for today, there has been some requests that had come in that if time permits, and yes, indeed, we do have time because currently it's 14:35. We will have right until 14:55. Requests have come in if Sheikh could perhaps recite after the lesson qira'ah from Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu Sta'inu Bis Sabri Wa Salah. That was one request. Another request has also come in pertaining to the sections from لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. We leave it up to Sheikh for this week, whichever one Sheikh will decide to recite for this week, and the others inshallah in the coming weeks to come. Sheikh, the surah, what's our surah for today?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده نبينا مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه الطاهرين الظاهرين بعد. الحمد لله, our surah for today is سورة الماعون, also known as سورة المكية. However, we covered yesterday, or rather last week, Surah Al-Kafirun. So actually, we go to Surah Al-Kawthar as well as Surah Al-Ma'un. These surah were revealed in Makkah Al-Mukarramah. First holds 3 ayat, and the other holds 7 ayat. Our first surah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, we find that the Noon Mushaddada is our first حروف that we'll focus on, and then it holds a mad in the same word, inna, verily we. However, after the letter of mad, we find a hamza in a separated word, so this will be a mad al-munfasil, or the separated mad, and we will extend this four vowel sounds.
Inna a'tainaka.
So the mad is four vowel count. The Ayn, saint of the throat. Remember, the Ayn is also one of Umar. The letters are mutawassit, so they should not be, it should not be too soft, nor too much emphasis. Al-Kawthar, the lamb of Al or the lamb of Ta'arif, will be made clear because of the fact that it is followed by a calf. This quality is known as the sifa of lean, where the waw saakin is preceded by a fatha. So it will be al-kawthar. Very important to remember that this waw originates from the lips. So very important, some people read inna a'tainaka al-kawthar without originating it correctly from the lips. فصلي فساه بفتحة الصاد is a full lift. The lam here is مشددة. However, remember, lam should be empty. Irrespective that it follows its position, it should be empty. فصلي لربك وانحر. Once again, وانحر. The ra should be full, but the half is clean. Sometimes we read one harm, and this is incorrect.
Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar.
Inna, the noon mushaddada, once again, to emphasize the ghunna, two vowel counts. Sha, two vowel counts, only on this bed. Aka, for that, we do not make the dal of the hamza to ayya, which sometimes we read inna shani'aka. Let's hear the hamza.
Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar.
I will now read the entire surah for those who are listening. They can read with inshallah or read after me.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر.
We now move on to سورة الماعون. We will focus today on the first 3 verses inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين.
أرأيت. Painted between two fathas. رأيت. سي قرح في ايضا لكو همزة should remain empty. رأيت. Once again, this is also known as the quality of lean or صفة of lean. The ya holding a sukun preceded by a fatha. الذي we emphasize with the shadda on the lam, and the mad only holds two vowel counts. أرأيت الذي, do not extend this mad more than two. Here we find now one ya ساكن, one ya متحرك. Usually the ruling says a shadda refers to a letter that is ساكن and one is متحرك. Here they are separated however. So make sure not to read with any form of tashdeed. الذي you, this is incorrect. أرأيت الذي يكذب يكذب. The ذال also holds a shadda, emphasize on it. Remember the ذال is one of the حروف اللسوية. So take care not to read it as a sa. يكذب بالدين. You'll find the ba holding a kasra, an alif, a lam, as well as a dal mushaddada. Everything after the ba, between the ba and the dal will fall away. Because of the rule within Arabic that two sukuns will not meet. So we will go straight into the dal. Yukazibu bid-deen wa tashdeed. Fadhalika alladhi, fadha, this mad on the dal, only two vowel counts. فذلك الذي, we will go into the lamb of الذي, the ya as well, the mad only two vowel counts, and then ya do, oh, make sure to read the bamma on the dal, ya do, oh, many times we find ya do al yateem, and this change is the meaning, known as a lahnu al jali, this is a major error, it changes the meaning as well. فذلك الذي يدعو, emphasize the عين over شدة, يدعو اليتيم ولا يحب سلام, holding mad two vowel counts only, يحب, we will read the part مشددة, we will emphasize على the عين from the thing of the throat. The lamb is empty and it holds two vowel counts. طعام المسكين. The طار, remember to read it full. ولا يحب على طعام المسكين. I will now revise those three verses, inshaAllah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين. صدق الله العظيم. In our next lesson, inshaAllah, we will start from the beginning of Surah Al-Ma'un until the end.
InshaAllah. Before Sheikh leaves us, Sheikh, we're taking a short break, and if Sheikh can please remain online, and thereafter Sheikh can conclude the program with the qira'ah. Sheikh? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That brings us now to 1447. And indeed, our du'as is with all those who have been taking care of those with COVID-19 and those that have passed on. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant them jannatul firdaus. Indeed, a reality, indeed, an eye-opener from the pandemic which started in the month of March. It was the Islamic month of Sha'ban. We've been through the month of Ramadan, Shawwal, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, and now the Islamic here 1442, with du'as with all of them, especially those that are in the people in the medical field, as well as many, many other fields. and especially when many of those that have passed away with COVID-19 and those brothers and sisters who had taken care of the dafn, the burial, Allah Ta'ala reward you, Allah Ta'ala bless you. We say, Allahumma tfa'anna al-bala'a wal-waba'a ya arhamar rahimin. 1448, approximately about 8 minutes, or for the next 8 minutes, Sheikh will be reciting the qira'ah for us. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.
Shall be looking forward to the qira'ah once again.
جزاكم الله. Just recap with two options that were requested.
Sheikh, the first request that came in was pertaining to Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ista'inu bis sabri was salah.
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إن وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا Hello.
أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة
MashaAllah, Jazakallah khairun, Sheikh, once again for joining us this afternoon. Do remember us in your esteemed du'as. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Munir Sattaruddin with a beautiful qira'ah as well as our lessons every week on Radio Islam International, especially and exclusively for you, the listeners of Radio Islam International. That also brings us to the end of our program for today. We say shukran to you as well as to our sound engineer Hafiz Anhansala for his assistance in coordinating the program. Until next time, we say wa sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.